projects. Agenya Member of Parliament David Ochieng has called for fresh vetting of all public-private partnership projects, saying that Kenyans could be losing more investments to shadowy individuals. Ochieng, the Movement for Democracy and Growth, MDG, party leader, at the same time challenged Parliament not to be docile in the wake of alleged scandals threatening to rip the country dry. Speaking at Ikwala East Location Chief's office in Siringar Trading Center, Agenya, after commissioning several projects funded under the Constituency Development Fund, Ochieng said the country has in the past witnessed a situation where Parliament goes mum immediately after formation of coalition government. Every time a coalition happens, like the one we have seen in the past 1 month, Parliament goes mum, lamented the legislator who challenged his colleagues to stand up and protect public resources. He also challenged President William Ruto to take the leading role in winning Kenyans' trust by ordering an open and independent vetting of all public-private partnership projects. MP David Ochieng unveils a plaque after officially opening Siringar Chief's office, constructed by Agenya CDF. "We do not want a situation where our country's assets are being sold cheaply to people who are dubious and shadowy," he said. Ochieng called for an immediate cancellation of a deal to lease out the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport to an Indian firm, Adani, saying that due process, which includes opening up the tender for other bidders, must be followed. The legislator told the government to come clean on information going round that the same Indian firm has been given the mandate to run the Kenya Electricity Transmission Corporation, KETRACO. He urged Kenyans to be vigilant and help stop pilferage of the country's resources by corrupt cartels. Among the projects that the Agenya MP launched Monday were laboratories at Sega Township and Hafamba Secondary Schools and Chief's offices at Karadolo West sublocation and Ikwala East location.